Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I'm an analog man in a digital world. I tell you what, 10 years ago, it was probably about the start of the whole vaping craze. I'd never even really heard or seen any of this until around 2016 when I was finishing up radio school, and all of a sudden some of the radio school kids that I was in class with are pulling out these bright coloured looking things that are like cigarettes. I'm like, what on earth is that? And they're like, oh, it's a vaping thing you want some? I'm like, no, I'll be right, thanks.
Yeah, it got touted as the alternative to smoking because everybody knows that smoking is very bad for your health.
Yeah.
It'll kill you eventually. So like, oh, this is a better way. And you're like, what, inhaling unknown chemicals?
Yeah.
Is this the better way?
What happened to chewing gum? What happened to the old packet of PK or the extra? That's sort of, you know, gone away, hasn't it?
Stayed clear of it.
Yeah, unfortunately with things like that, though, it takes a bit of time before we start to realise just how bad the effects are after a few years, you know, if you're doing this sort of stuff. And, well, apparently they're fairly dangerous, those vaping things.
A landmark study has found e-cigarettes contain hundreds of chemicals, including formaldehyde, and can lead to poisoning, seizures, burns, and lung disease.
Isn't formaldehyde what they put in dead people?
I was about to say, I'm no scientist, but I've heard that word formaldehyde used in movies and all sorts of things with villains and all sorts of death things. It's not a good thing, is it?
No. Maybe they're just getting started early. Oh, you're going to be dead from this eventually, so let's get the formaldehyde in there now.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, it's bad for you health-wise, like medically, but just aesthetically, for me, it looks like you're sucking on a robot's wang.
Yeah.
It's not a good look, you know what I mean?
Nothing good can come of it, surely. And also, they have actually introduced a law as of, I think, October last year, where you do need a prescription to have these vaping things that do have nicotine in them, but it seems like it's a bit of a dodgy system where not all of the manufacturers are being completely honest.
Flavoured vapes that say they don't contain nicotine often do.
People are buying these products not knowing that these have nicotine, which is addictive, and then they are three times more likely, according to this new study, to then take up tobacco smoking.
Yeah, so it's setting a pretty bad...
So it's like a gateway sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's setting a pretty bad standard. And all of the companies are trying to, you know, oh, no, they're not targeted at younger people. It's like, look, you've made them like something that is going to catch a younger person's eye.
Yeah, they have like bubblegum-like flavours, a lot of these.
Exactly. It's something that definitely appeals to younger people.
They come in these colourful plastic little boxes and the flavours are like lollies, fairy floss, bubblegum, butterscotch. I mean, that really is worrying.
That is very worrying. I'm glad this sort of stuff wasn't around when I was little, but we did have something that was a little bit similar, let's be honest. When you had the colourful boxes, you had the different flavours, sucking on something that makes other people angry. They were called Melody Pops.
Oh.
Made many parents angry back in those days.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And over the past few days, the forecast has been cloudy with a very high chance of rain, but up in Sydney, the forecast is cloudy with a very high chance of leeches. Like I've seen plenty of snails in our backyard here in Bega. There's snails and slugs everywhere at the moment, but in Sydney, like there's been a lot of residents posting stuff on social media showing the leeches out in force because of the wet weather. This one girl, Chloe, she put a picture up of her poor cat, Bluey, who had a leech attached just below his nose.
Oh.
So he looked like a little cat Hitler.
Weird. No.
They managed to get it off. Bluey's fine. And Jit Gill, who lives in Lane Cove, took like a video of a leech on the outside of her apartment window on the 20th floor.
Good effort, leech.
It's incredible. I didn't know they could climb so high, wouldn't you? There's plenty of stuff on the ground. Why would you go to such lengths? But apparently they're pretty harmless. Like if they do latch onto you, they'll suck some blood out. You don't even notice they're there because apparently they produce a naturally occurring anesthetic, which is why people don't notice if a leech has latched on. It's kind of what what children do with their parents' bank accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right.
You don't notice they're draining you until it's too late.
I've never had a leech on me before.
Neither have I.
They creep me out. I look at them and just think, ooh.
Oh, yeah. I think it's that whole But mosquitoes don't creep me out, though. And they suck your blood.
Yeah.
But leeches, I'm like, oh, God, get it off me.
Can't have that.
Always think of that old movie Stand By Me where they go through the creek and one of them finds a leech down the front of his undies and you're like, oh, no, that's horrible. So, I didn't even realize we had this many leeches in Australia, like to find them in a metropolitan area like that. You're like, we need to introduce some sort of leech-eating toad to get rid of this. I mean, I'm sure that'll solve the problem with no repercussions at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you do find yourself with a leech on you, you can just flick them off, apparently, or get something thin like a credit card or something. You just you can scrape them off that way.
Yep.
But other people prefer to use salt or vinegar to make the leech break contact with the skin. So you could surround your home with salt and vinegar chips. That might create like a barrier to keep the leeches away. I don't
salt
know.
On the leeches. It makes me feel like I start eating it. It's like, all right, let's put a bit of seasoning on there.
That's all thing. Let's fly in Salt Bay and you can start the war on leeches just with a bit of seasoning or something. So, yeah, hopefully they reckon once the rains have stopped, we'll see an end to the crawling leeches. Of course, once election time comes, we'll see the two-legged blood-sucking leeches out in force again. So, yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, having a pet is a huge responsibility in the first place. Yeah, never had one growing up. I was never allowed, as you can probably tell, not the most responsible person growing up. But one thing I did get my hands on was one of those digital pets, the Tamagotchis, in 1997. My sister let me take it to school for the day. Well, that was the last time she let me take it to school for the day. All of a sudden, you check it at lunch and there's all these poos all over the screen and the thing's just about dying.
Did it survive until final bell?
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, maybe this isn't for me.
Buried it in the backyard when you got home that afternoon?
Yeah. I think something that's more my jam is probably the future of pets, robot pets. Well, this one's not really a pet at this stage. It's more of a, I reckon it's going to be a weapon of the future, probably a military weapon. You know, the story of Spot, that robotic-looking dog. You may have seen on that Black Mirror show, the robot dog without a head that's just running around doing stuff.
Little spindly legs.
Yeah, I was talking about it over in, I think it was Pompeii or somewhere, just guarding the site, but it's over here in Australia at the moment, courtesy of, a robotics company in Boston.
Mm.
Now, this thing's named Spot. It's at the Queensland University of Technology. And I reckon I'd love to have this thing on the payroll.
It walks on four legs rather than running on wheels or tracks.
Grass and rocks, no match for Spot, who's garnered quite a crowd since arriving at QUT from Boston Dynamics. Resembling a dog, all part of his appeal.
If robots look too much like humans, we have what's called the uncanny valley effect, where people tend to get unsettled because it's almost a human but not quite.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit unsettling if this thing looked too much like a dog, like had a tail and had a head. And
really? I find it unsettling how it is now. I would rather it looks more like a dog. It looks weird.
It looks like a table.
Mm.
It just runs around. I can have a flat back if it needs to with four legs. Just like a table running around you can sit your beer on or something.
Yeah. It's like someone just got their iPhone and went, Siri, design a dog for me.
Yeah.
And that's what they came up with.
But I suppose if it had the rest of the other features there, let's just say it had eyes on that sort of stuff, maybe, you know, the kids are trying to pat it and eye falls out or something like that. It'd be pretty terrifying if something like that happened.
At least it's easy to train, though, because you can just program the things into it.
Exactly right.
So can't play fetch, though. Doesn't have a head.
These things are robots of the future. And, well, it turns out they've actually got big plans for these things. I'm talking about the Lassie type of dog, the one that's going to, you know, rescue people and, you know, help the world.
They could go into places that might be too hot for humans or slightly underwater or full of noxious gases.
It's hoped robots like Spot will eventually be used in emergency situations, like entering burning buildings to see whether people are trapped inside.
Imagine that. You get there and you're like, oh, just send Spot in. There you go. Not going to complain about anything like that.
A lot of firefighters, they'll be annoyed to be replaced by a robot Dalmatian. He's like, you're supposed to be our mascot. Now you're doing our job. This is BS.
Running rings around him, I think.
Mm.
But eventually, they're actually thinking that years down the track, maybe 10 years down the track, these things could be part of our homes doing the menial jobs that we don't want to do.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
like what? Scoop up my real dog's poop?
Maybe.
Could it do that? That'd be great.
That'd be like the That'd be the ultimate insult for this thing. Would it, you know, if it was built with that sort of self-awareness technology. But yeah, I reckon if it got around the house, though, you know, people would probably use it to save people from burning buildings. And I reckon I'd probably exploit it a little bit. You know, its name is Spot. I'd change the name to Spotless because the amount of chores I'd make that thing do.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.